Today is Friday, November 4th. What early voting numbers are telling us about voter turnout so far in this year's midterms? And as Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband is released from the hospital, there's a new detail about his alleged attacker. Also, the CDC released new guidelines for how and when doctors should prescribe painkillers. Plus, what to know about first-time homebuyers right now, what to remember about our clocks changing this weekend, and what to expect from Netflix with ads now that it's available. Those stories and more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Election Day is next Tuesday, but already tens of millions of Americans have voted. Records show more than 32 million people have either mailed in ballots or gone to early voting locations in person. The numbers are high enough so far that some analysts think this election could break records for a midterm, a record that was set at the last midterm election in 2018. This is not just happening in one area. Voter turnout is exceptionally high in most states. So who does it favor? Well, experts say enthusiasm seems to be soaring with both Republicans and Democrats. Battleground states like Georgia, Arizona, and others are seeing a lot of excitement among voters. When it comes to Republicans, though, reports show most are choosing specifically to get their early voting done in person. Voting by mail is still a process many of them are avoiding. With just days left to vote, party leaders everywhere are making campaign stops across the country. It's a make-or-break final push in a number of very close races, so even the current and former presidents are trying to lend their own star power in hopes of making a difference. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama are just some of the biggest names Democrats have running around the country to encourage voters. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is attending rallies, including one last night in Iowa. We'll be keeping you updated next week as the results start to come in. Today is the deadline for former President Donald Trump to turn over requested documents to the January 6th committee investigating the Capitol riot. Remember, the committee officially subpoenaed Trump 2 weeks ago. And today is the first deadline for documents. But paperwork is not the only thing the committee wants. They also want Trump to testify under oath on November 14th. It's not clear if Trump will comply with either. Reports say Trump's lawyers have been speaking with the committee about him potentially testifying in front of the public. So stay tuned. Meanwhile, the legal trouble for Trump and his company continues in New York. A judge just ordered an independent monitor to watch over the Trump Organization as they gather all of the required documents that the attorney general has requested in a civil lawsuit. In the ruling, the judge said the monitor is being brought to, quote, ensure there is no further fraud. In response, Trump says all of this is just another political witch hunt against him and called the judge a puppet judge for the attorney general. Trump has filed a lawsuit against New York's attorney general now, alleging she's abused her position. While the AG's office responded that Trump has tried but failed before to stop investigations. To be continued. Well, there's an update about the man police say attacked U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband and wanted to kidnap her. It turns out the suspect in the attack, David DePape, was in the United States illegally. Police say he's a resident of Canada who overstayed his temporary visa. According to records, DePape entered the U.S. back in 2008 as a temporary visitor. Typically, Canadian travelers who come to the U.S. for business or pleasure are generally allowed to stay for up to 6 months. DePape has been in the U.S. for the past 14 years. He's been charged with attempted murder and other serious crimes. If found guilty, he would be deported back to Canada, but not until after he completes his prison sentence. As for Paul Pelosi, who was 82, he is now out of the hospital. He spent 6 days undergoing care. Doctors say he had multiple surgeries. Speaker Pelosi says her husband, quote, is now home surrounded by his family who request privacy. Paul remains under doctor's care as he continues to progress on a long recovery process. America's top public health agency just put out new guidance when it comes to how doctors should prescribe oxycodone and other opioids to their patients. And it could lead to more prescriptions for these types of painkillers. The old guidelines were meant to crack down on the opioid crisis in America. Many people were getting addicted to the painkillers, and tens of thousands were overdosing and dying every year. So some experts say the CDC's stricter recommendations did help lower the number of inappropriate and dangerous prescriptions being given out. But critics had said the 2016 guidelines created another problem that doctors called a crisis of untreated pain. Patients with chronic pain had their prescriptions reduced or cut off. Some patients started turning to illegal drugs and more. So now the CDC says their new guidelines offer doctors more flexibility to treat pain. One example of what's changed, the CDC no longer suggests trying to limit opioid treatment for acute pain to 3 days. Officials hope the new changes will mean patients get compassionate and safe pain care from their doctors. You may get the opportunity for an extra hour of sleep this Sunday morning. Daylight saving time comes to an end, so our clocks fall back. Clocks in the U.S., with a few exceptions like Hawaii and most of Arizona, will be set back 1 hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday. And that means the sun will start coming out earlier in the morning and evenings will be darker sooner. But maybe not for long. There's been a growing push to make daylight saving time permanent. Remember, the Senate already unanimously passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would do away with all of this clock changing. But the bill is stalled in the House right now. If the current bill did get support in the House, and then it also got the president's signature, it would take effect this time next year. But at this point, it's not clear if that'll happen. All right, we have more news for you still coming up. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. I love spending more time with family around the holidays. I don't love having to spend time searching for the perfect gift for everyone. And yet, I want to give my loved ones something special. So that's why I love KiwiCo for the kids in my life. It is totally kid-approved. In fact, even before these super cool science, technology, and art projects are shipped around the world, they are tested by a crew of real kid testers to ensure each one is age-appropriate and totally fun. My one-year-old loves the toys that come in his KiwiCo crate, and I love knowing the materials are high quality and expertly built to help him learn new skills. And for my niece, who is a bit older, she gets projects that wow her while also teaching her about cool things like how to engineer a domino machine, for example. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep our children busy and challenged. KiwiCo makes it easy. Give awesome this holiday with KiwiCo. Get your first month free on any crate line at kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/newsworthy. kiwico.com/newsworthy. In this world of rising interest rates and inflation, the housing market is slamming the door on first-time homebuyers like never before. The latest report from the National Association of Realtors says skyrocketing mortgage rates have pushed the number of first-time homebuyers to an all-time low. In 2008, first-time homebuyers made up about 50% of all buyers. Last year, it was 34%. This year, just 26% of homebuyers were first-timers. On top of that, the people who are becoming first-time homebuyers these days are much older. The average age of a first-time buyer is now 36 years old, the highest it's been. The uncertain economy in the U.S. has some big companies hitting pause on the hiring process, and many are even cutting jobs. For example, layoffs are looming at Lyft. This week, the rideshare service announced it's cutting 13% of its workforce, nearly 700 employees. At Stripe, a payment processing service, the CEO says they're cutting 14% of the workforce, around 1,000 employees. And Twitter, under its new CEO, Elon Musk, has reportedly told employees now to look for an email this morning saying whether they still have a job. Reports have said the company plans to fire 3,700 employees, or about half of the social media company's workforce. Also, a couple of big tech companies are slowing down the hiring process. Apple isn't hiring for jobs outside of research and development, and Amazon is pausing corporate hiring for several months. So what does all of this mean? For one thing, the red-hot labor market could be cooling. We'll know more about that today when a highly anticipated jobs report is released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Economists also say it could be a sign of an impending recession as the U.S. deals with ongoing inflation, high interest rates, and slower consumer spending. A new highly anticipated ad-supported subscription option for Netflix is now available. It's called Basic with Ads, and it costs $6.99 a month, but the low-cost option does come with some big changes. As the name suggests, many shows and movies have ads. Netflix says viewers can expect around 4 to 5 minutes of ads an hour. And yesterday's rollout revealed that some content have ads just at the beginning, others have ads sprinkled throughout, and some have no ads at all. Another change? Some shows and movies are no longer available under the new plan. They'll still appear on the menu, but a lock icon on the top right corner alerts viewers they cannot access that restricted content. Netflix lists licensing restrictions as the reason. Popular shows like New Girl and The Good Place are some of the ones that are off limits. Even some Netflix originals like House of Cards and Arrested Development are not available with the new plan. Here we go again. There was no winner who matched all six numbers on Wednesday, so the massive Powerball jackpot has grown again. For tomorrow night's drawing, the jackpot is now an estimated $1.5 billion with a cash value of over $745 million. That's nearing the record for the biggest Powerball prize ever, which was $1.586 billion back in 2016. If enough tickets are sold, that record could be broken. There have now been 39 Powerball drawings in a row with no jackpot winner. Will tonight be the night that changes? Stay tuned. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. Whether or not the Phillies win the World Series, the city of Philadelphia already had a little victory come out of the postseason. That's because two Phillies fans who had a missed connection after a big win have reconnected thanks to the power of social media. After the National League Championship game in Philly, it was a chaotic scene as fans celebrated outside of City Hall. When a man named Jim got separated from his friends, a mystery woman offered to hoist him up on her shoulders to help him out. After he found his group, the two parted ways. But Jim immediately felt regret about not getting the woman's name. Luckily, someone had snapped a picture of the two, so a friend of Jim's posted it to Facebook, hoping their fellow Phillies fans could help his buddy score a second chance with her. Within hours, the mystery woman, named Erin, saw the post and left a comment confirming it was her. Thanks to those following this budding love story online, a local law firm gave the couple a pair of tickets to Game 4 of the World Series. At the game, the couple recreated the original picture that started it all, this time with Jim holding Erin on his shoulders. The game was a blowout, but was the date a win for Jim and Erin? No word yet on if these two baseball fans hit it off or struck out. But you can bet Phillies fans are rooting them on. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. Our guest expert shares what life will really look like if the world goes net zero emissions by the year 2050. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.